I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Patrick Smith. Patrick's been a pilot for over 20 years. He doesn't say what airline he flies for, but he's written an amazing Everything You Need to Know About Air Travel book called Cockpit Confidential. When I grew up, I always thought pilots were very well paid, and now I hear that pilots don't make so much. What's the story on how much you guys are paid and the trends?
It depends on the airline. It depends which sector of the industry you're in, and it depends very much on your seniority. Mm-hmm. Regional airline pilots, the pilots for these connection and express carriers that work as subcontractors to the big carriers, they can make as little as $20,000 a year. At the major carriers, you do a lot better, but it takes a great deal of tenure and seniority before you're making, say, a six-figure income.
So the senior pilots on the major airlines who have been around for 10, 15 years, they're probably making over $100,000.
At a major carrier?
Yeah.
Yeah, you figure at a major airline with around 10 years seniority, you're making over $100,000, which, you know, is a good job, but it takes a while to get to that point. And remember, nowadays, regional airline flying accounts for about 50% of the domestic airline system.
Discount airlines and regional pilots, they would, once they're established, they're making in the neighborhood of $50,000 or $60,000, would you say?
Once they're established, if you're a regional airline first officer, your starting pay is maybe around $20,000, and it doesn't go up a heck of a lot higher than that. Eventually, when your seniority allows you to make captain, you could top out maybe in the low six figures at some regional carriers. You know, it used to be that flying for a regional airline was considered a temporary thing that you did for a few years before moving on to a major carrier and making a good living. But with the growth of the regional sector now accounting for 50% of all the flying, that's no longer true. A lot of pilots are figuring out that
that's where they're going.
A job with a regional airline means a career with a regional airline.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of payback for the investment that you have to put into your flight training and your education to get to that point. And because of that, we're seeing a drop off in the applicant pool at the regional level, which may at some point lead to a pilot shortage.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Jeff's on the line in Brunswick, Georgia. Jeff, thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick, Patrick. I'm looking to fly to Europe probably the first time in my life in the fall or early spring, but I'm a light sleeper, and I'm worried about not being able to get any sleep due to various cabin noise. And I was just wanting to ask, do you think a good noise reduction headphone would be a good investment?
Boy, I tell you, I'll never fly without my noise reduction headphones. I honestly would rather be in economy class with my noise reduction headphones than in business class without. Patrick, you don't need to worry about that because you're supposed to be hearing noises up in the front of the plane.
Some people actually are lulled to sleep by the cabin noise. Granted, you don't want to have a baby crying, but just the background noise, the air sound, just the general background noise of an airplane for some people is comforting. Other people can't stand it and need their noise reduction headsets.
You know, I never noticed that it was just draining and exhausting to try to rest through that noise. I didn't even recognize the rumble. It was just part of flying until I first used noise reduction headphones. And for me, every once in a while, I just turn it off and then turn it back on just to remind myself how rumbly and just exhaustingly noisy it is as an alternative to the quiet that you get with those noise reduction headphones.
Interestingly, though, to me, the airplane is one of the quietest parts of the whole air travel experience. It's the airports that tend to be excruciatingly loud at times, especially in the U.S.
They have to play those TV stations, which I think they get money by playing these different networks. I think it's part of
The CNN airport news monitors that play 24 hours a day, and nobody knows how to turn those things off.
I tried
to turn
them
really
off.
There's something really Orwellian about it. I've tried to turn them off, too. You can't.
I was all alone in Medford, Oregon or something, and I was fogged in. I was the only person at the gate, and for 2 hours I couldn't turn that off. They wouldn't let me. They were contractually obligated to keep the volume on, I think.
And they play around the clock, and I've asked airport workers if they know how to turn the volume down or turn them off, and they don't.
Well, that's why you can't bring guns into the gate, I guess.
And then on top of that, you've got public address announcements, sometimes two or three or more of them playing at the same time.
Yeah. And British Air keeps apologizing for things. Okay, I know you're sorry. Just shut up and take me to London. Thanks, Jeff, for your call.